The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. In other words, the flesh mind can't understand the spirit mind. It's upside down. The flesh mind is the energy of the flesh. The flesh mind is trying to figure it out in their own strength. The flesh mind is trying to do it themselves. The spirit mind says, oh, it's already done. It's already finished. I got this tailgater behind me. The flesh mind is Jerry Springer. No peace. The spirit mind is total peace. A person who never enters into the spirit mind, as they get older, they get worse and worse and worse, trying to manipulate reality and people. And instead of just trusting it's already done, they go kind of crazy. Let me put this on pause for a minute. I'll give you an example. I just went into Sheetz and got a drink and some a snack. And the crew that works at this Sheetz is just a bunch of women working there, and they got the music playing, some kind of emotional love, 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 and it's like just high pitched, you know. So the world sees love as some kind of feeling, right? You gotta have some kind of great feeling, right? Did God have a good feeling when he says, okay, we're gonna create this world, we know the human's gonna mess up? And Jesus said, they talked, the Trinity talked, okay, you're gonna have to go to the cross, okay. It wasn't a happy thing. But God sent his son to the cross to sacrifice for mankind. So most people feel like love is just some feeling, right? They think it's just love, 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 love. They don't know what it means to really love. There's sacrifice. So the spirit mind says, okay, love is sacrifice. The flesh mind says, love has to just feel good all the time. And I hate to say it, but usually until a woman, and not always, but until a woman has a child, they don't know what sacrificial love is, usually. Some of them do, but very few. It's really sad. The state of this nation is ridiculous. Love requires sacrifice. But most people say, I want you to sacrifice for me, but they will never sacrifice. For real. But going into that restaurant, I mean that Sheetz gas station, it's like they had this emotional music turned up real high. They can't think because the music's so loud. You can't even have a sound thought. So they're not thinking. It's just emotions, feelings. No thoughts. Sad. I mean, it's upside down. And the devil's laughing as they're going to hell in a handbasket, or their life or their mind is going to hell in a handbasket. They don't know how to use their brain. So their mind is going to the hell in a handbasket, and the devil's just laughing. The music, the TV, the shows, the media, the devil's just laughing. They'll sacrifice for their dog or their cat, but another human being they're not going to sacrifice for, because the dog and the cat can't hold them accountable and call them out on their junk, you know. So they won't ever grow. They don't want to grow because they don't have anybody facing off with them. They find them a little job with a little cubicle and they do their job. The boss pretty much leaves them alone. Nobody bothers them. They go back home to their house or their pet. And they never grow. They never grow because nobody's there to hold them accountable. The cube system, your cube car, turn the radio on. Your cube house, turn the TV on. Your cubicle at work, close yourself off. There's no interaction. There's no accountability. They might have one boss that says, I need this done. But there's no accountability for growth. And they think because they took care of a pet, but they got it going on. I mean, I look back and I see, I don't live this way, but I look back and I see this stuff where, you know, this mindset that you think life is just go to work and go home and comfortable. You don't stretch your mind, your spirit, your soul. There's no stretching. There's no accountability. There's no pushing you to the high, to the next level. I mean, what's that about? It's kind of like lifting weights. You know, a person goes to lift weights, does some push-ups, whatever. Makes them stronger. But you don't do any spiritual weightlifting. You don't do it. You don't crack open your Bible. You don't do any spiritual weightlifting. You don't have anybody holding you accountable, holding you to account of your false doctrine or your lies that you're believing. You don't know what love is because you can't sacrifice for anybody, but you want everybody to sacrifice for you. I mean, it just, what kind of world are you creating? A world of delusions, what you're creating. But you think it's a world that's like comfort. It's a delusional world. And the husband and wife don't push, even when they're married, they don't push each other higher. I mean, what would be ideal is if you'd be married to somebody and you're going about your business and the wife says, you know, I think you got a blind spot. Okay, appreciate it. What is it? Well, don't get mad. I'm not mad or upset. Okay, well, that's fine. Cool. What is it? I want to grow. What is it? Boom. Let me think about it. I think you're right, but I can't see it, but because there's a blind spot, but let me think about it. Can you give me examples? And then, okay. Oh, okay. I never saw that before. Hallelujah, praise God, I'm growing. But most people just yell and scream and throw a fit and say, you're crazy. Yeah, blah, you're a blah, 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 blah. Instead of helping them see their blind spot, they want to turn it into a insecurity fight. They take it personal. Instead of seeing that other person as an independent before God, they get their identity out of that person. Instead of seeing that person the right way, that you're a minister to that person, they see it the wrong way, where they see the person as ministering to them. If both people realize they're ministering to the other person, it'll work. But if you're just seeing the other person to meet your needs, instead of you trying to meet their needs, And usually in a marriage, if both people are trying to meet the other person's need, they got heaven on earth. But they can't just be by themselves. It's all about me. There has to be an outreach of some kind, because if it's just about the husband and wife, they'll be miserable. God didn't put you together just to be in a little box. He wants you to minister and help people and win people for Jesus. But most people don't care about souls. All they care about is money and drinking and partying and sex, drugs, and alcohol. That's all they're thinking about. It's like, that's a sad life. I mean, that's like that kind of life is, to me, that is like low level vibration if I've ever seen it. And it becomes, I forget the word, there's a word for it, leanness in the soul. They have leanness in the soul. They haven't developed their soul. Just like you can exercise your body, just like you can exercise your spirit, you can exercise your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect. But they have leanness in the soul. Have you ever exercised your spirit? This girl I was thinking about dating one time, I went over to her apartment, and she looked like she had it going on. I went over one time, she had a bottle of vodka, and she drank that whole bottle. I stood there and I thought, woman, what is wrong with you? She was using the excuse of death in the family. But you can't be that hard drinker without. That kind of drinking. She could outdrink any man I've ever known, which I didn't really know many people. My dad was an alcoholic. He'd drink a 12-pack. But this woman could had a stepdad. This woman could drink, outdrink anybody, I think. But anyway, I put one of her alcoholic bottles up on the TV. I said, worship that. Because she wanted to turn the TV on. I said, don't turn the TV on. I can't stand TV. But let's just put this bottle up on the TV. And I want you to worship that beer bottle. Because if you got a TV in your living room, that's like a worship service. If you got a TV in your living room and you go home and you sit there and watch TV, that's worship. You're worshiping the TV. People are actually worshiping music and TV and the world and the flesh and pro-life, and they don't even know they're worshiping it. It's sad. They worship a human, and the human lets them down, and they go crazy. Usually because their expectations are just ridiculous. Certain things are just common knowledge, you know. Certain things you should just know not to do and know to do. But some people are just outrageous. The toxic control freaks are outrageous. They don't even know what they're doing. They've lived that way their whole life, and people put up with it, I guess. I got away from that woman, worshiping. Can't even go one day without drinking. And there again, she was another woman who had people, family members that enabled her. And she was trying to blackmail family for what they did to her in the past or something. And so it was blackmail. It was little childish stuff, drinking, drugging, all kinds of stuff. And I went back and so I was spirit filled. I thought, I'll take a chance, you know. I couldn't believe what I saw. I thought, I'm going back to another world that I'm not even a part of. I said, I'm getting away from this. If you step in the spirit mind and you got somebody that looks like they're in the spirit, you walk into their domain and everything is the world, you got to leave. You got to run, because if you step into the spirit mind and you have somebody pretending to be in the spirit mind and you step into their world and it's all the flesh mind, you can't stay in that. They'll kill you. And so the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind, so they don't understand you, so you don't run with them to the excess of riot, so they want to kill you. And you say to them, why are you trying to kill me? I'm not trying to kill you. Yes, you are. I got to get my sleep. I got to take care of business. I got a job. I got to take care of my business, my side gig, my business. Why are you trying to kill me? I'm not trying to kill. I just told you, yeah, you're trying to mess up my routine. You're trying to take me off my calling and my routine. You're trying to kill me. If I tell you that you're trying to kill me, and I see it, and you don't see it because you're trying to kill yourself. They're actually trying to kill themselves and don't even know it. I told a family member, I can't come back. I can't come by your house. I mean, I can't come visit. This was a long time ago, before I even knew about walking in the spirit. I said, I can't come by here. Every time I come here, my clothes smell like smoke. I'm breathing in smoke. Secondhand smoke's worse than firsthand smoke. Can't you smoke outside? And your kids will come by more often. You'll have people come and visit you more often. No, I can't do it. I'm selfish. Thankfully, I took, after the years, because I didn't know I had a problem, but I read a study about nicotine gum, where you could take some nicotine gum and it would clear out your lungs from that secondhand smoke. It's a study. I'm not telling you that it's real or not, but I tried it and it worked for me. I felt 20 years younger. I felt 20 years, I still feel 20 years young. I can take a deep breath like I'm 18. So I decided to take some nicotine gum, just 2 milligrams once a month, or if I felt like I was getting sick or something. Long story short, most people want to kill themselves and they don't even know it. Drink themselves to death, smoke themselves to death, drug themselves to death, sit there in front of a TV and zombies spiritually kill themselves. Their soul, leanness in the soul, their soul, their will, their emotions, intellect, they're not exercising their will. They're not exercising their emotions to control their emotions. The emotions are the caboose. When you got a train, your will is the front, your emotions come after. If you think of your soul like a train, the will is the front, the emotions are the caboose, the intellect is the driver of the train. The intellect tells your will what to do, your will wills it to be done, and the emotions follow after. That's why David said, spoke to his soul. Oh, soul. He spoke to his soul. He told his emotions what to do. He didn't let his emotions tell him what to do. He told his emotions what to do. And this takes us to the next level. There's no scarcity. God is provider. There's no fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. There's no worries. There's no condemnation. There's therefore no condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And notice it says now. So everything is the now. Everything's going to work out. You're going to make it. You're going to survive unless you kill yourself. You're sitting there worried about stuff that ain't even happened yet. God sends you somebody to help you and you reject that and try to control them and manipulate them. It's really sad. Let's say there's a woman out there and she's worried about changing her oil and her tires and maintenance, and then God sends a man into her world and he knows how to do all that stuff. He knows how to be a man. And she just spits on it. And she tries to hang on too tightly and she goes crazy. And the man leaves. And she's left back with more drunk. She's going to hang out with the drunkards again. Sad. It's pathetic. A woman's been sent by God, a man who has got it going on. And her mind is so corrupt, she runs him off. And then she has to run back to the drunkards. That's a tragic story if I've ever heard one. That kind of story. That needs to be a movie. That needs to be a movie. But they wouldn't put it on the movies because it would wake too many people up. The devil has fooled the women that they think it has to be all exciting and all the holidays and all the birthdays. You realize all the holidays and birthdays is just a psyop. To get you to spend money instead of getting out of debt. And even by me saying that, there's people saying, whoa. Every Gentile holiday is a mockery of the holy days. I don't celebrate the holidays. I don't celebrate the holidays because the holidays is just merchandising. It's just a merchandising system. The more I look at, the more I stand back and look at the situation, everybody's stuck in their little matrix repeat and they think that's a... They think they've got something going on and they're actually controlled. They're controlled. And don't even know it. They're stuck in a sine wave repeat cycle that somebody else set up for them. Their education system, their government, their businesses around, whatever job. They just go to that job and they don't have anything on the side going on. They're just like slaves to the system. But they think that's life. Until they step outside and look at it from the outside in. The way they dress. I'm looking at this lady walking in the doctor's office and you're like, why would you dress like that? to the doctor's office. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. The reason is they watch it on TV. They're just following whatever the TV says or the TikTok says or whatever they watch. When you realize and you wake up to the fact that your environment was created by some people that you'll never meet, your city planners, they design the roads that you drive on. Other people are designing your city and your jobs and the way you think. And if you don't escape it and get in the Word and renew your mind and step outside of the matrix and think for yourself, you will always be a slave to the system. And won't even know, you'll go to your grave and don't even know that you were a slave the whole time. You were a slave to the holiday, slave to the birthday, slave to the football games, the Super Bowl. It's the same game every year. Who cares if the Dallas Cowboys wins or the Redskins? It's a red versus blue jersey. Who cares? Who cares what college wins? Who cares what hockey team wins? Who cares? Will it matter in 100 years? Will it matter when you're on your deathbed? Will any of this matter? The only thing that's going to matter is your spirit, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your position in Christ, your faith. How many souls did you win? The Bible says a wise person wins souls because they can cover a multitude of sins. The more souls you win, the more sins you cover. If you want to be wise, you win some souls. I'm going here and have a checkup at the doctor. And as soon as I get done with this and I'll see if everything's good, I'm going full force on my dream, on my goal, on my plan. I'm going to see if they'll do an A1C just to see what it is. And this is going to be fun. And then I'll come back next week and do a vitamin, see if they'll do a vitamin check or whatever. Do a blood, pull some blood and check your vitamins, see if they can do that. I don't know if they can. Somebody can do it. The devil hates when you do self-care. The agents hate when you do self-care. The psychopaths hate when you do self-care. The narcissists hate when you do self-care. When you see through the matrix, what I'm trying to get across to you is when you step into the spirit mind, you see outside the matrix. You see outside of 3D. It's like you're looking imagine you being in heaven and looking down here. You're looking at it from an eternal perspective, not a temporary. And so when you look at your daily routine from an eternal perspective and not a temporal perspective, you have a new view of life. But most people are just taking the drama as it hits them. And so when you plan on it from an outside looking in, when the drama hits you, it's like, I already knew this was going to happen. I was already prepared. What else you got, agent? What else you got? I was ready for this before it even happened. What else you got? You ain't got nothing. When you do the meditation, you'll realize when something bad happens or something good happens, it's really the same because God is pushing you higher. When something bad happens, you overcome. You learn to overcome because the Holy Spirit in you will push you higher. When something bad happens to the flesh creature, the flesh mind, they got to go get them a bottle. I got to go get a bottle of Jim, whatever, Jack Daniel, Jim Beam, or whatever they call it. Budweiser, whatever. Oh no, I'm stressed. Well, take some deep breaths. Study some etymology. Use some meditation. Go ride your bike. Go walk. Oh, you stressed? Go walk around the block. No, I'm going to drink me a beer. Yeah, like that's going to fix it. That ain't going to fix it. At all.